Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
Yeah, let's go. Let's start the week off big here on SNZ Mornings with Ian Smith. Stumped by Smithy. $50 TAB bonus bet up for grabs. I've been out of the hot seat for the last couple of days. Smithy, before we crack into it, how'd you go with Ricardo?
Yeah, we went okay. We got it up to $100 and then we let it go. We let it go west. Unfortunately, we were knocked over with a couple of experts. So that was a little bit disappointing, but prepared to start the new week on a very firm and positive note, to be perfectly honest. I'm quite confident. So who's our first victim this week?
First victim, I like that. Fresh start. Here we go. Scott from Wellington, come up, mate. You're in the hot seat. You're at the crease. How you feeling?
Morning, Logan. Morning, Smithy. Hopeful.
Fair enough, mate. If nothing else, I think it's fair to say Parramatta were hopeful when they went yesterday as well, but never mind.
Oof.
I won't be as overexcited as they were, though.
Ouch. Ricardo, right. I hope you're not listening, mate. I really hope you're not listening. You actually are pumping some iron there at the gym, forgetting about those two big losses over the weekend. But, Scott, today, these are your topics to choose from. We've got golf, soccer football, and the White Ferns.
We'll go soccer football, please.
All right, good luck. Poor lonely golf just sits there alone on the shelf. First question, who is currently bottom of the Premier League table?
That would be Leicester.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Yeah, Smithy, Leicester, not having a good time at the moment.
They're dreadful, absolutely dreadful. They play Nottingham Forest, who are second to bottom tomorrow, in a bottom of the table clash. Interesting to talk to Ricardo this morning. Ricardo said neither of those two sides, he believes, at the end of it, will be relegated. Boy, they have to get some points, otherwise their confidence levels and their managers might go west as well.
Yeah, that's definitely a prediction to keep up the sleeves for later in the season. I think, second question for you, Scott, Liverpool beat Bournemouth 9-0 earlier in the season, the fourth time that score has been recorded in the EPL. Which club has been on the receiving end of that 9-0 score twice?
Southampton?
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Wow, Smithy, he is confident.
How'd you get that? Where'd you get that one from, Scott?
It was somewhere in the knowledge bank somewhere.
Goodness me, that's a hell of a one. That's a great result. Oh, I don't think I got that. Be perfectly honest with you, mate.
Well, we'll see how you go with the last question. Scott, you're 2 for 2, $50 TAB bonus bet up for grabs. City and United met in this weekend's Manchester Derby. City, of course, winning that one 6-3. How many Premier League titles do they have between them?
Oh, God.
They would have 24.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
A man that clearly loves his Premier League football, Smithy, but the confidence for Scott from Wellington there got the better of him. There, you got a shot here at a stumping.
29.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Minus 10, the correct answer was 19.
Is that all? Gosh, that's interesting. I would have thought there would be more than 20 at least. Wow, okay, well, that's good enough. You can be wrong and win on this show, which is fantastic, and that's exactly what you've done, Scott. So you start the week with $50 in your TAB account. Congratulations. And what did you make of, did you watch the rugby league, or would you be thinking about going to Wellington at the weekend to play against Hawke's Bay in the NPC quarterfinals? And if not, why not?
I'm not a rugby person, but I am a league person. Right. Definitely watched the final last night, and I think Penrith were just clinical. They just basically they you know, they just didn't give Parramatta a chance. And, you know, by the time Parramatta actually had a chance to get in the game, it was well over. And, you know, the best team all season. What was it, 4 losses for the whole season? I mean, you know, you can't argue with them winning that at the end of the day.
I agree. I totally agree. And I'll look back on it with respect. With respect for a terrific grand final performance. I mean, you have an opportunity in a grand final to put your best stuff forward, and they did. And if yours is better than the opposition, I'm not saying the Panthers were completely and utterly on top of their game, but the Eels, they were far from it, but they weren't allowed to be. It's as simple as that. And neither was I today. So, Scott, congratulations. Just down the line, Brian will confirm that he's got your details, and we'll get that money to you as soon as possible, eh?
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a good week.